This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, fun day yesterday here on WIP. Hope you enjoyed it with BG Day. We had BG Live last night. We appreciate everyone who participated as a spectator last night or a listener to our show yesterday. I thought it was special, and I could tell that Brandon really enjoyed it, which, of course, I guess we had two objectives. One was to entertain you, and two was to really make him feel honored and special, and I'm pretty certain he was. So want to hear from you today, kind of the aftermath. We'll get to that. Obviously, the Eagles moving forward without Brandon Graham yesterday. Yesterday was all about, you know, looking back. Let's actually look ahead. We'll do that today in heavy dose. We'll get to the Phils as well. They start a new series tonight. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there,
Johnny. Hello there, Johnny.
Antarctica has a lake so salty that it doesn't freeze.
Doesn't freeze. Is it more salty than the Dead Sea?
10 times more salty than the ocean.
Wow.
Which puts it on a salinity level that's similar to the Dead Sea, but even greater.
Wow.
And it stays liquid at, I mean, unbelievably extreme temperatures. The name of the lake, they went all in with this.
Hold on. Lake Salt.
Deep.
Nailed it.
Lake.
Deep lake.
Oh, that's scary.
Deep lake. Yeah. I like Lake Salt. Salt.
That would have been a little more fitting, maybe.
Lake Salt. Salt. All right. How's everybody doing? So we got a lot to do today, and certainly want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. I want to encourage everyone listening right now, if you want to call in today, I would strongly encourage, particularly, you know, those listening right now, early part of the day, to get in sooner than later. And the reason I say that, 7:20, they're about today, we are going to re-air what I thought was one of the most special hours we've had in a long time around here on WIP, which was the 9 o'clock hour yesterday when initially Brandon Graham, then Jason Kelce, then Jeffrey Lurie joined our show. And for almost the entire hour, Jason and Brandon were together, and Jeffrey Lurie was about 15 minutes of it. And we covered a ton of ground with those guys all part of the program, you know, centered around BG to a large extent. It was a special hour. We're going to replay that around 7:20 today. And that'll take us near about 8 o'clock. So if you want to get in on any of the topics we are discussing, as they say, live, please do so at 215-592-9494. And we'll certainly try to get to you prior to around 7:20 when we re-air what really was a special hour. If you missed it late yesterday, we strongly encourage you to be tuned for that. So, John, let's crank it up today, as I said, kind of moving forward. I mean, yesterday was the look back. Let's go forward. And let's go forward in the absence of Brandon Graham and what that represents for the Eagles. And everyone's thoughts on kind of where they go from here. Let me just start with this. It's why Howie, John, here's my big thing. It's why Howie's season is so important, and it's why the Eagles have such an advantage. You know, ordinarily, we should be kind of freaked out to lose a player of Brandon Graham's capabilities. We've seen plenty of Philadelphia sports teams struggle when losing a legend, sometimes an even better player than Brandon Graham, like Mike Schmidt, not replaced for a long time, right? Brian Dawkins, when the Eagles lost Dawk, it took like 5 years to get another safety until Malcolm Jenkins finally settled the situation down. You can be in the wilderness.
Ron Hextall as a rookie, have we ever?
I mean, have the Flyers had a goalie and, you know, picked
up? Since Bernie, I guess?
So, you know, Pelly had it and Hexie had it, but, you know, we understand it was both were short-lived for different reasons. The thing about this one, John, is I'm really not that concerned. And I'll say, like, if I'm in a court of law right now, I look at the judge, I look at the jury, I look at the judge, I look back at the jury, I say, guys, they just won a Super Bowl in the first season without Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox. They just did this! And they won the bowl! So, you know, maybe I should be more concerned than I am, but I'm not. And it's because of Howie primarily picking, here we go, the right players and the right people. And when I think of both combined, I think of people like Nolan Smith, obviously at Brandon's position. I think of someone like Reed Blankenship. You know, I was struck when Darius Slayson, and I'm switching positions here, I'm talking about leadership, but also skill that contributes. Like, I remember when the Eagles season ended and they started making those moves and Darius Slay was on his way out. And Darius Slay talked about how Reed Blankenship is the leader in the defensive secondary. I wouldn't have known that. I know he's a solid player. I know he's better than I thought a couple years ago. He's not the best player on the team, and he's far from it. But leadership matters. If that guy brings leadership, kudos to him. I was with Jordan Mulata last night. He was at the BG Live event. It is so obvious. I mean, we can see out there what a great player he is. You know, he's one of the best left tackles in football. But hearing him talk, John, I can also just sense the leadership in that guy. So they got a lot to replace with Brandon. There is no sugarcoating that. But I feel really confident because really more than anything, John, and this is where we're so lucky as Philly sports fans, it comes back to Howie picking the guys, which he obviously is so good at. John, what's top of mind for you, Eagles moving forward without Brandon Graham?
I've been thinking a lot about Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
The way that he has presented, you know, his memories of Brandon Graham and you know, talking about the team a little bit more. You know, just this offseason, we've just had a few little bits, you know, like when he was at the combine, yep. We had a chance to hear him. So it's been a little bit hit and miss at times, and it's been kind of informal and on all sorts of different things when we've heard from Nick Sirianni.
Including yesterday on WIP.
Yes. I thought when I heard, I thought while listening to Nick, wow, I really, really like this guy. I mean, this and this is a person, I'm talking about myself, mm-hmm. who did not really like this guy. I was not a Nick Sirianni fan, like most of us for a long time there. And I held out.
You really did. There's no. You held out the longest of us as a group.
He's. I mean, I still don't know that.
It lasted about 13 seconds.
Wow. I still don't know that he would.
Here
put
comes
together
the Sean McVay love.
The perfect.
Right. Here it is.
First 15 for me.
I love it.
But I do think that it makes sense the way that guys rave about Nick Sirianni, because when you hear him talk about Brandon Graham and you hear some of the stories and you hear things, it is interesting to hear about how they got a padded practice and Brandon Graham is showing up the very first meeting of the day with his pants on, with the pads in them. That's just preparation. That's showing the enthusiasm. That's showing just, hey, I'm ready to go, guys. I'm here to play. I thought that really resonated with me because yesterday when we were getting ready to talk to Brandon,
yep.
You know, he came into the studio. The time that he was supposed to be here was not the time that Brandon arrived here.
Half hour early.
I mean, it was, as always.
Right.
And of course, Ava knows in advance, you know, this is just like the inside baseball view. Ava Graham knows that she has to get here, you know, a half an hour earlier than she would normally get here, because Brandon will certainly be here.
That's right.
A half an hour earlier than he's supposed to be here. It's just another one of those things. So yesterday, it just reminded me of when I saw Ava walking in saying, oh, well, there's Brandon here already. It was not time. And of course, we were here.
Yeah.
But we're the only ones.
Well, we're always here in the morning.
In the morning, right. At that point in time. And so we get to see the trickle in, and we get to see just how enthusiastic Brandon always is. And Nick Sirianni is very similar. And Nick Sirianni is similarly adored within the walls of the NovaCare complex, similarly adored within the fan base now. He's come a long way.
He has.
I did not think I would ever get to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd be interested if he's come a long way or if we've come a long way.
Well, that's true, too.
Honestly, I mean,
you're right. Maybe I just needed to open my mind to this idea that the guy that we brought in to call plays and be the offensive guru became the guy that became the manager of men who really does a great job as a CEO and is very well respected within that locker room, within the NFL, with good reason. He's now a Super Bowl winning head coach. And he deserves the credit. He deserves a lot more credit than I was willing to give for a long time.
Look, I think that's true. And I'm curious where you stand on this whole thing at 215-592-9494. By the way, if you were at BG Live last night, and I want to say it was around 600 people. I don't have the final tally, but I had heard it was going to be about 600 people. I mean, I thought it was an amazing event. We would love to hear from you if you were there, what stood out to you. And obviously, share your perspective for the audience that was not there, which obviously is most Eagles fans. James, this thing we're talking about today, it's almost like the dust settles. Now what? What hit you?
Jalen Hurts, man. And it's what Brandon would say if he were in here talking about this. And it's because, like, we've actually had a really unique kind of thing with having this type of success without the quarterback being the main leader until now. You know, with having Jason and Brandon and all these guys who've been here forever at not the quarterback position, we're transferring into what is the most effective way of having an NFL team where your quarterback is the leader, where they follow him. And who better? I mean, whatever people want to say about him on the field, which, you know, I disagree with, but whatever. But in terms of just setting a tone, in knowing that a guy is going to be locked in. Every single day, every single moment, like, I just feel so good about this guy kind of taking the mantle from these guys and moving it forward, because I know that if nothing else, we're getting 100% of what this guy has.
Yeah, there's no Ben Simmons messing around. You get total, absolute, total focus.
I love
total
I love,
focus,
and we need some slack to be picked up here. You know, this was another tying back into the Nick Sirianni needed some help. Admitted he needed help.
Yeah.
He wasn't where he needed to be. He had the four, you know, the
core four,
Kelce and Fletch and Lane. Lane is the only one who remains.
Oh,
Brandon
he's the last
now
one.
Gone.
Yeah,
and that is such a huge help. That is such a the guys would handle things for their coach. They kept things on track with, you know, with the flowers and the dumb stuff. Yeah, I really believe that. And now Nick has Lane, but Nick has grown himself in a way that he doesn't need.
And to
so
James's
much.
Point, even guys like Jalen and on down the line now have grown into it as well. Are they as established as Lane Johnson,
right,
you know, year whatever he is, 12? Of course not.
No.
But you got a lot of guys now that have won a lot of football games.
And
they're
experienced everything you can in the NFL.
Up.
They've experienced the highs and the lows. Yeah. They've gone through it now.
They
you
have.
Know?
It's a good thing
to
have.
Go win it.
Yeah. Yeah, disappointing outcome from a Flyers standpoint yesterday.
When isn't it these days?
Yeah, when was it?
That's
last
what I mean,
night?
Right?
It was last night disappointing in the first round of the bubble
in 2020.
Yeah,
the pandemic, yeah. And then prior to that, I guess, Nolan Patrick.
Prior to that, yes, the concept of Nolan Patrick.
That's what I mean, yeah, the draft. I'm talking the lottery, yeah, exactly.
The lottery. It's been a while for the Flyers. Look, you can still obviously get a really good player with pick six. I'm not going to act like I'm some, you know, I'm not scouting the Eastern European hockey players. No. But I do know this, Ray.
You were so early on Mishkov. You were talking about him years before
they
brought him over.
I had Mishkov when he was 11 or 12, I know. I will say, though, Rhea, I am pretty sure pick four is better than pick six.
Really?
Yeah, generally.
The math works out for you?
It does, except there is this exception to the rule. Sometimes the lesser pick nets you something better, like that Jordan guy instead of that Bowie guy.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
You know, so sometimes
slight
it happens.
Mistake.
Rhea, what's top of mind for
or
you?
Or like the Jason Tatum guy instead of the Markelle Fultz guy.
That's another 3-1. Rhea, top of mind for you, the Eagles without BG and kind of moving forward.
It's not as much BG because I do have some trust in Fangio that, you know, maybe he'll be able to coach up the new guys.
Yep.
My concern is Kevin Pitullo. You know, he's never called plays before. It's what, Jalen's fifth offensive coordinator in the last couple of years, fourth or fifth.
Fourth or fifth, something
maybe
like that.
I'm scarred by Brian Johnson.
Yep.
And, you know, not as much that it was maybe Brian Johnson's fault, that maybe Nick was too involved. Now, Kellen was brought in here. It was his offense last year. You know, obviously they went to Saquon a lot earlier than thought. But, you know, I just worry that if there's any kind of fallback with Pitullo, that Nick gets a little bit too involved more in it again.
Yeah, I mean, John, this was obviously your concern a few years ago when you identified, even if Nick is really good, which he is, if they constantly have a different OC, it's a challenge to, you know, like you got to nail it
the
every
continuity.
Got to nail it every time
the
with who you hire.
That's
well,
so
that's
critical
too.
For
yeah. Exactly.
For
exactly.
A young quarterback, we don't have
it. All right, 215-592-9494. How you can win Metallica tickets. We'll tell you that coming up in a minute because Metallica is a big old ticket to give away. And we'll tell you that coming up in just a moment. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center right now with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. And it can get very complex sometimes. Obviously, it's great for you if it's the simple variety. And that's what it's been for me, year-to-year maintenance. And if you're in that category, get yourself to PI Dental Center. They'll take great care of you. But if you require the complex dental treatment, you know, the really fixing a problem sort of stuff, well, know that PI Dental Center, they specifically specialize in that kind of stuff. It's, you know, part of why I've been a patient there for the last two decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, they're both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. And at PI Dental Center, they are the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you need some serious help with your teeth, maybe some pain, maybe you just don't like the way you look, it's a self-esteem issue, well, know that PI Dental Center can fix you up. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, how you can win Metallica tickets today. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Listen, great band. There's no doubt about it. And we're proud to give away tickets today to Metallica. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's the question you got to answer. From a TV show or a movie, what kind of doesn't make sense? Now, let me tell you what I'm getting at here. So we were talking about Friends earlier today, and Friends was a great TV show, no doubt about it. One of the things about Friends that just never made sense was that you've got this collection of six that are young. They're not rich. You know, they're not rich, but, you know.
And they have, like, coffee house jobs and stuff like that. Yes. The jobs don't,
They live in this.
They live rich.
In this amazing apartment.
Like a $10 million place.
Yeah, right. For New York City, that's crazy. So it never really kind of added up. It's one of those things from a show that doesn't make sense. Now, one stipulation here. As you think about it and get ready to call 215-592-9494 to win the Metallica tickets, we're specifically looking for answers more of that nature, not things that are supernatural. This isn't about, well, how does Superman fly? It's not that. This is not Mr. Miyagi rubbing the hands together.
Superman flying is not supernatural.
Well,
Superman flying is the alien, yellow, the light of the yellow sun.
Fair enough. Yes.
It's scientific.
Right. Miyagi rubbing the hands to help the leg. It's not that. Like, that makes no sense. Guy doesn't have that kind of healing power in his hands. All right. What is more simple yet just doesn't seem like it quite adds up and makes sense? John Ritchie, when you think of a big answer, and this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494, to win the Metallica tickets. John, you can't win them, but what comes to mind for you as a potential answer?
Man, I love Con Air.
Nick Cage.
Classic.
Man, that movie came
out. Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah. Oh, Malkovich. Just a timeless performance by John Malkovich. But anyway.
I can't believe he didn't win an Oscar for it, to be honest.
You and me both. Cameron Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cage's character. Defended himself against three guys.
Yeah, this is a great point by you.
In a bar, he's attacked.
They attacked him first.
With a knife. Yeah. The guy has a knife. Cameron Poe defends himself and ends up killing a dude. And because he's an Army Ranger and a, quote, deadly weapon, he now just has to go to jail.
Great answer,
but
John.
But it's not normal jail either. Like, this is in Alabama, and they ship him the whole way to federal prison in California. Don't ask me why.
Yep.
So much.
Great
just
answer,
didn't add
dude.
Up.
So this is for Metallica tickets with their tour, which comes to Philadelphia and Lincoln Financial Field in just a couple weeks. May 25th, the Metallica M72 World Tour. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Seltzer, what's an answer that you're thinking?
This is not a winning answer. This is for the baseball heads out there. Okay. Because it came up on the show last week, I watched For the Love of the Game for the first time since it came out. I hadn't seen it.
Love that movie.
Yeah, the Kelly Preston stuff is meh, but the baseball stuff is as good as it gets. But one of the main, like, hinges in the plot is the idea that the new ownership group is going to trade Billy Chappell if he doesn't retire. Billy Chappell has been in the league for 19 years and played for the Detroit Tigers the entire time. Is there an issue there? It's called 10-5 rights.
Yep.
Billy Chappell could just say, no, you're not trading me. This discussion's over. I could do whatever the hell I want. It's a whole plot point in the movie that just is irrelevant and doesn't make sense.
Man, Seltzer's a fun guy to watch a
right?
movie with.
I mean, though, I'm right, though, right? I'm right.
You're not wrong.
10-5 rights.
You're not wrong.
Come on, man.
James, there's like 2% of the crowd watching that movie.
10-5 rights.
All right, Rhea, what does not make sense in a movie or a show?
So it's a sitcom, Friends. You've got Monica and Rachel, two single women living alone in New York, and their front door is never locked.
How about that?
Ever.
How about that? That's an interesting answer. All right, let's rock a lot of calls here. I told you 7:20 thereabout, we're going to re-air the hour, and it was a power hour of Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, and part of that hour, Jeffrey Lurie yesterday. So calls right now, let's go. 215-592-9494. Boy, it's a tough song to talk over. I love it.
That bass line. Boom, 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 boom. Listen to it.
I hear it.
Kevin Ritchie.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
One of the best. Wait, is his name Kevin?
He's got a good first name. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Jeff in Phoenixville. Jeff, good morning, bud.
Good morning, everybody. Joe, outstanding job last night.
Thank you very much.
It was good to see you again, and you brought the energy. The crowd really brought it last
crowd
night.
Crowd was and wild last
awesome.
Night. Wild.
Awesome.
And awesome. I mean that in a good way. Wild.
And it's not a tiny theater. I mean, it's small in today's expect, but it's, you know, it's a small area, and it was loud. And
yep.
It was great.
I mean, the Eagles' chants were...
That was great.
It was unbelievable.
Well, plus some of the Dow sucks chance too, which is even better.
Sure. Yeah,
which is
Dow does
great.
Suck, so that's good.
And BG was right in the middle. How about Brandon right before the event? Did you see it, Jeff? When I say right before the event, 20 or 30 minutes before, when he walked through the crowd?
No, I couldn't get VIP tickets because he had to buy pairs, and I couldn't buy a single VIP ticket. I would have, but I had to.
What a man of the people. Brandon Graham. A man of the people.
Awesome. And the surprise guests, that was a bonus. I didn't expect to see Celek or Jordan Mailata, which I've never actually seen him in person. My God, that is a tall person.
Massive. And by the way, they were surprises for Brandon. We didn't tell him that we were cooking that up. So what we did was, for those listening right now that weren't there, Celek on stage for the first half of Brandon's career, or, you know, because he was there all the way through 2017. And then, so then when Brent was, you know, then, okay, we're done with 2017, and then Jordan Mailata up there for the remainder. And it worked out great because you got the perspective of both teammates and friends that could comment on everything we were discussing. Because we went, for the most part, as you know, Jeff, chronologically. And
yeah.
And just what was the biggest revelation? What was the biggest revelation to you that Brandon said, or the most interesting thing you heard?
Just you can see how genuine he is.
Yeah.
You know, you may not see it during the games, obviously. I mean, you know, he's a great teammate and all that, and you can see that he's having a great time. But you can just see the compassion in him, and you can just see that he really, really acknowledges that the love that people have for him, and he just loves to give that back as well.
No question.
And you know, it was he did zing you pretty good last night on that one, and everybody I forget what it was because there was so much going on, but you know, everybody loves the Heat.
Oh no, he got me a couple times. I had to hide behind the chair that one time. I mean, it's great.
You were turning beet red, man. I'm telling you.
All right, Jeff, give me an answer. What doesn't make sense from a show or a movie?
Okay, this is going back a ways, but we all love the A-Team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they, you know, all the car chases, especially with the van.
No
the
one
van
dies.
Awesome. No one dies, and nobody gets hit with AK-47 machine gun fire ever.
Yeah, it's not a bad answer. A-Team did have a way of
getting out of things unscathed.
Yeah, even the bad guys. Like maybe they go away, and I don't know. Handcuffs. I don't really remember, but they didn't die.
Well, that's what I wanted to see as a 10-year-old.
It doesn't work for the 10-year-old.
You know what reminded me of the A-Team?
What?
Have you guys watched Lioness?
No.
Season two, the beginning of season two, Lioness. I started watching just recently with Alicia, actually.
Okay. Yep.
The Lioness thing. Got the first season under my belt.
Yep.
And it's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Wow, okay.
Like one of my favorite shows I've seen in a long time.
I'll try to check
it
out.
You got to check it
out. I like it. Good deal.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question. You know, there's some talk maybe the Sixers will trade Joel. Maybe they will. It's going to be really hard, obviously, with his contract and his injury situation. But we ask you this poll question. Do you think the Sixers will trade Joel sometime in the next year? Next year meaning defined as the next 12 months, which would be either this offseason or sometime during, you know, this upcoming season prior to the trade deadline. Do you think they trade him in the next 12 months, yes or no? Let's get to Dave in Wilmington right now. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, Dave?
Dave,
I want to start out by saying how envious I am of your guys' jobs, because that picture of you guys with Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham was phenomenal.
Well, that was really cool. And yes, listen, Dave, I'll tell you, my man, I'm well aware that we're very fortunate to have the jobs we have and the access that we have.
We don't take it for granted.
We don't. And those are two of the greats, and not just as players, but as people. So they're fun guys to hang out with.
And I haven't had the opportunity to meet Brandon yet. I bought two tickets of the meet and greet last night, and I couldn't go because of my anniversary, which I had mentioned yesterday. But my kids had such a great time. Joe, they told me you did a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
So that's really all I wanted to.
I appreciate that, Dave. Give me a great answer for what doesn't make sense. You can win Metallica tickets.
Well, why would you send drillers in space?
Armageddon. Such a good answer.
Okay, what did he say?
He said, why would you send drillers in space in Armageddon instead of training astronauts to drill the hole? They just... Bruce Willis like, nope, need my guys. They're the best drillers. It's like, all right, so let's train drillers to be astronauts instead of the other way around is nonsense.
I don't know, maybe it's harder to become a driller in quick time.
That is his argument. Yeah, and James, it's ridiculous.
I mean,
I think
absurd.
That's possible.
No, stop.
Possible.
Dude, you know how long people train to be astronauts? You know that it's like, what's a bigger issue? Oh, the drill's not working, or you've got a space issue.
I'm not flummoxed by it. I think it's nonsense. All right, up ahead in 1 minute, something I loved it, man. James Harden's getting ripped, and he deserves to get ripped. And what Stephen A. said about James Harden yesterday upon his latest Game 7 flameout, you'll hear that coming up in 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation when we've done our show from their headquarters, their PDQ POS headquarters, the people there, the technology. It's so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
So I got to hand it to Jolly, who, upon the latest James Harden Game 7 fiasco, I mean, bludgeoned Harden on Twitter this weekend. Here's what Jolly wrote after Harden pulled a Game 7 Harden. Jolly wrote, another shocking... sarcasm here, okay? Bear with me. Another shocking Game 7 first-round loss by a team that employs James Harden. 7 points. Simply the most overrated player in the history of sports. Totally useless. I mean, that's strong, man. Good work, Jolly.
And he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah,
but this guy, man, he really comes up small when it matters a lot. Let's listen to Stephen A. yesterday on ESPN just tearing into Harden.
This is Harden in Game 7. It's not the fact that, you know what, he only scored 7 points. How about only taking 8 attempts? He would have been better off shooting 1 for 25. At least you're going out there and you're trying. Once, it's not about his poor performances. This is at least the third time his effort is being questioned in a Game 7. It was questioned in a Game 6, rather, against the San Antonio. It was questioned against in Philadelphia, against Boston. It's being questioned now, if not a flat-out indictment. It's gotten to the point where Game 7 transpires, and what you're going to say is somebody going to perform, or are they going to have James Harden fever? They're naming a fever after this guy.
James Harden fever. You know, John, there's not much we can take from it that makes us feel better about the Sixers. Frankly, there's nothing, in my opinion, that makes me feel better about the Sixers seeing Harden fail. But it makes me feel better as a human being. See Harden fail.
Well, him and Ben.
And Ben,
being sat, more than sat, just not even.
Didn't get in the game. Didn't get in the game.
Yeah, I feel like it's so little, so late, though,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Like, I needed more retribution and punishment and like just a return on all of our time invested,
yeah,
or something like that.
I think what you really just need is the Sixers to get good again.
Oh,
and yeah, that's what we really need.
But how far away does that feel?
Oh, could it be the 2030s? How's that make you feel, ladies and gentlemen? But it is satisfying. It doesn't fill the whole heart up, because the main thing is you want to see the Sixers be good, but at least does give you a little
that's
something.
All we got.
It's all we got.
Yeah. Little things to hold on to.
To use an Eagles term and a flip around the term, it's all we got. And we need more.
Much more. Yes.
We covered that. That was another thing we covered last night. Malcolm's speech in the locker room. You know, the we're all we got, we're all we need thing, which was after Carson got injured, the Eagles won that game. You know, Foles stepped in that Rams game, played well down the stretch, kind of became a shootout. But then, of course, that because one of the things we discussed, well, sort of didn't quite discuss, but it was sort of, I would say, put out there by the guys. We were so down, John. Like, we, the fan base. Let's say that was a 4:25 game. So let's go to 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30 that night. December 3rd, I think?
I felt like Doug Peterson was out of touch. I felt like
with
Doug
what?
Peterson's response after that game, I felt like I couldn't believe Doug was so upbeat and positive. Maybe it was the next day. I think it might have been that night as well. He was completely unfazed.
But one of the things, so I don't remember that. I do remember, see, it was interesting. I remember Doug saying, if there's ever a time for a leader to lead, it's now, which he clearly did. But I was struck last night. I think it was Brent Celek, not BG. I think it was Brent saying that he felt Doug stepped back and fostered a culture in that moment where the leaders led. The team players, leaders led, which obviously would be exemplified by Malcolm, who, you know, I've heard from many people through the years, was the leader of the team. Like, he was the guy. And he gave the speech. Because when Malcolm gave that speech in that Los Angeles locker room around, you know, let's say around 7:45 that night, East Coast time, James, we were despondent.
Devastated. Yeah, it was over. And like, the season was over.
And yet Malcolm saying, we're all we got, and here's the big K, we're all we need. And he wasn't wrong.
And I didn't believe it.
Me neither. I was like, you need more, Malcolm. Sorry, buddy.
It didn't work on me. Yeah. And I was hoping that it would work on the guys in that locker room.
Took about a month and a half, you know, to start sorting itself out and winning that close Rams. I mean, the thing about, not Rams game, that close Falcons game, the thing about winning that Falcons game, and it was a little ugly. Offense didn't play very well, and Julio Jones could have won the game. But one of the things I remember after that game was thinking, well, doesn't exactly look like they're clicking on all cylinders, but they're two games away from winning the Super Bowl. I mean, you're close at that point. At that point, it's like, well, getting really close. Let's get to Brad in Westchester. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Brad.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, you did a good job last night on your being the host, man. Good feel for the crowd.
Thank you very much. Crowd was great. Out of its mind. It was like being at a football game.
I know, for that small place, man. It was cool. And you know, you always getting ripped, man, but I don't think you get enough credit for the job you do on the air and then doing events like that, man. So good job on you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Real quick, the Raiders point about the Eagles, man, it irritates me. I think the NFL is set up this way on purpose. Like, you know, I feel like it should be some rule, like, you know, teams shouldn't be able to just snatch your coordinators just because you're successful.
How do you block it, though, Brad? How do you stop that? I mean, if you want to go from a job that pays you X to X times three, right? You're gonna leave for that job.
It's a promotion.
You know, how do you stop that?
Yeah, it's no way to stop it. But the only benefit that I will say is that you kind of have to change anyway because it. You know, it's a copycat league, and when you want to stop a coordinator, you just look at the tape from last year. So, coordinators, they got to change their playbook every season.
Well, anyway, that's part of where that's where Andy Reid deserves – it's one of the spots he deserves the most credit in his career. It's probably top two or three because if you think of the evolution of offense over the last now 25 years, really even if you want to go 30, 35 years, his early days with Green Bay in the early 90s, I mean, the guy has evolved. And so his personnel has changed. I mean, think about the personnel changes. That's one of the things about Brandon Graham. If you want to be great, sustained great, you're going to lose players, and you're going to add players, and you're going to lose players, and you're going to add players. And it's the coaches that can adjust to who's in and who's out, not only the GM that picks them, but the coaches that adjust. That's part of how you sustain greatness. That's what Belichick did, and that's what Reed's done.
Yeah, it's true. Let me give you my movie real quick. I just want to kind of set it up. The diamond that rolls through in the ocean in Titanic, that diamond is worth like $500 million today, they said. And if you think back, like she was a, she had a caregiver. She wasn't. She didn't have a lot of money.
Yep.
That diamond could have fed generations of her family. Why would you throw it in the ocean? It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in a movie.
So right, Brad. I see one of multiple dumb things in that movie. Well done.
$500 million.
It's nonsense. It's so nonsensical. Like, oh, and let it. Let the ocean
to pay
have
her
it.
Caregiver.
Okay, yeah, right.
It's a great point.
Not just her caregiver, she's got a whole family, right? Her daughter's there, her grandkids, payments. Like this whole like extended family, like that's their future in your hands. Like, what are we
and
doing?
You know what? I'm going to whip it out there into the waves. Who cares? Whoop.
It's really Plop. A good answer. It is. listen, no, and I love the movie, but no argument from me.